Hello, this is Pastor Pete, and this is the fourth week before the advent of Christmas, and this is my fourth and final card that I'm sending to you, my Christmas card to you, my brothers and sisters, the church. So I'd like to go to Luke chapter 9, and we're going to read that. It says, "And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'" Well, the Greek word used in the passage for joy is charan, and you see it throughout the New Testament where joy is mentioned, kara or charan is used. Well, remember our one of our beloved Christmas carols that we sing is, "Joy to the world, the Lord has come, let earth receive her king." Joy to the world. Makes you want to ponder a little bit, because in the book of James chapter 1, we're to consider it joy when we encounter all sorts of trials and tribulations. Well, wait a second. We've kind of got this weird thing in our minds that somehow joy and happiness are the same, that they're equated with each other, and they are not. Happiness can spring from joy, but it doesn't necessarily. Happiness can also be false or superficial, that doesn't spring from joy. So let's investigate this joy a little bit further. And we see that in the book of Nehemiah chapter 8, that our strength comes from the joy of the Lord. Remember in Nehemiah, they had come back from captivity, a few of them, and they started building the walls back around at Jerusalem again. And so they were going to take a break. And so Nehemiah has told us to, told them, not us, I wasn't there, you weren't either, but told them that that they should take a break and rejoice and have a little fun a little bit. And you can read it for yourself what he said there. But he stated, Our strength comes from the joy of the Lord. But it seems to me that joy, in some ways, over the years or through the translation or even for what we go through, it kind of eludes us. It shouldn't, but it does. Well, joy is defined by Merriam-Webster as the emotion evoked by well-being, success, or good fortune, or by the prospect of possessing what one desires, delight. Well, back in again in Luke, in verse 10, it says, "I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people." Well, what is this great joy that is for all the people? Well, what is Christmas for us anyway? We're celebrating the birthday of Jesus Christ, so he's coming here. Or his coming here. That's what we're celebrating. Well, if we look at this, joy means that we no longer have to be enslaved by our own sin. Joy means that we do not have to remain in the dark. And joy means that our lives have purpose. Joy means that the promises of God are being fulfilled, all of which are prophesied in Isaiah chapter 9, one of which has been written in song, and probably many of you remember well, and it is the Old Testament precursor, well, to Christmas. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 starts out, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who dwelt in the land of deep darkness, on them has light shone. You have multiplied the nation. You have increased its joy. There's that word joy again. They rejoice before you, as with the joy at the harvest, as they are glad when they divide the spoil. For the yoke of his burden and the staff for his shoulder, the rod of his oppressor, you have broken as on the day of Midian. For every boot of the trampling warrior in battle tumult, and every garment rolled in blood will be burned as fuel for the fire. And here it goes, verse 6, for to us a child is born. Can you hear that song in the back of your head? Unto us. Anyway, for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Ultimately, the greatest joy of all is that the Prince of Peace, remember I talked about what I talked about in card two, has come to restore the broken relationship between God and mankind, who he loves, who he calls his masterpiece of creation. In Ephesians 2, verse 10, God tells us, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Well, we can already go back to the beginning. In the Genesis narrative of creation, all the universe God creates, and he considers it good. But when he created mankind, he considered it very good. Now think on that for a little bit. Well, then finally, in Romans chapter 8, the Apostle Paul tells us that when we trust and believe that God himself, in the form of Jesus Christ, God the Son, became one of us and paid the price for our sin, paid the price for all of our sin, before, now, and in the future, and for all, not just for one, but for all. But we have to trust and believe in that. And by dying on the cross, this is how he paid for it, by dying on the cross and came back to life after three days, if we believe this, truly believe this in our hearts and proclaim this, well, we no longer are just his creation whom he loves, but we become adopted as his sons and daughters, heirs alongside Jesus Christ, who he loves now, not as his creation, but as his children, heirs alongside the Prince of Peace. He came here to make that happen. That is the joy that we celebrate. Joy, great joy, unspeakable joy. I love you all. Merry Christmas, no matter where you are, what you're doing. And this is the joy and the peace that God has given us. And I wish, and I hope, and then I pray that you all can feel, no matter what your circumstances. Again, Merry Christmas, my brothers and sisters. God bless you all. Oops, forgive me. Just as a sort of a PS to this card or whatever. In the beginning, I said we're going to look at Luke chapter 9. And actually what I meant was Luke chapter 2, verse 9. But since we're celebrating the beginning of forgiveness for sins, I guess all of you can forgive me for that little mistake. Anyway, I love you all again. Great joy to all of you, and Merry Christmas. God bless you all again.